hot enough for you? Aren't you glad that you're heading in a different direction? Praise the Lord. It's great to serve Him, whether it's hot or cold.
Tom, can you turn on your light? Wow. Your light.
Turn it on already. Oh, I didn't get it clear on. Got it? All right. Thank you. This morning we're going to have a light sermon. Not one of those heavy sermons with three divisions and a proposition and a conclusion. I'm just going to pick a bunch of bees out of the Bible. God's beehive, or a swarm of Bible bees. We're just going to take them at random as we come. Matthew 5:48, it says, "Be perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect." Be perfect. That's the ideal, isn't it? Sometimes people say, "Well, I'm not perfect." Right. Nobody is. But that's not an excuse. This is our goal. This is what we're seeking for. And we're not going to make excuses for being any less. God makes up the difference through Jesus Christ and His blood. 2 Corinthians 5:20 says, "Now then we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God." What does that mean? Be reconciled. That means brought back. We off the track sometimes. Sometimes we miss the mark, as the scripture says. We fall short, but our job is to go back to God. He's the solution. He has the answers. Be reconciled. 1 Corinthians 15:58. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be what? Steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know not that your labor is not in vain," you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So be steadfast. What does that mean? Stand firm. Get your feet on the ground and stand firmly. Unmovable. Be stubborn. Be steadfast in the Lord, in the work of the Lord. Hebrews 5:12. For the time ye ought to be what?
Teachers.
Be teachers. We ought to work to grow, to be able to teach. By reason of time ye ought to be teachers. He says, "Ye have need of one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat." So if we don't try to be teachers, if we don't use what we're learning and share it with others, the tendency is pretty soon we have somebody reteach us, right? We get dull of hearing. So be teachers. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Now this is a "be not," isn't it? "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness?" This, I think, applies to marriage, but it isn't exclusively marriage. It's simply getting yourself tied up with unbelievers. As 1 Corinthians 15 says in one of the verses there, be not deceived. Evil companions corrupt good morals. So don't get yourself tied up, whether it's in marriage or in business or whatever, with unbelievers, because how are you going to work together as a team? 2 Corinthians 6:17, wherefore come ye out from among them and be what?
Separate.
Separate. You need to come out and be separate. You are a holy people. You're to be with Christ. You're to be like Christ. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Don't run with the crowd. Don't absorb their values. Be separate. Ephesians 4:32, and what? Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Be kind. You know, that's a really simple thing, isn't it? Just be nice. Just be nice. Don't be nasty. Be nice. Be kind one to another. Tender-hearted. Be tender-hearted. What does that mean? You know, be easily empathetic toward others. Tender-hearted. Patient. Forgiving one another. Hey, we offend each other. We sometimes step on each other's toes. You know, and it hurts. But let's be like God says, be forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. If God forgave you, if you stop and think, how many, you've got your list of things you don't like about somebody. You ever thought about God's list of things He knows about you that He's not too pleased with? So, doesn't Jesus say, if you forgive your neighbors, then God will forgive you? If you don't, what? Okay. James 1:22. Be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. You know, a lot of times people, we have the right religion. Our church is the one that's right. What we believe is right. We have the truth. You've heard that? We have the truth. Well, you may have it, but do you live it? Are you doers of the word? We need to be doing. You know, Christianity is not a thou shalt not religion. In the Old Testament it says, thou shalt not do this, and thou shalt not do that, and thou shalt. There are prohibitions, of course, in the New Testament. But the emphasis is on doing. He that hears these words of mine and does them, I liken him to a wise man who built his house upon a rock. Doing is the thing. Not merely hearing. 1 Peter 1:15-16 says, but as he that hath called you is holy, so be
holy.
Be holy in all manner of conversation, the way we talk and the stories we tell and all that kind of, and the way we behave. Conversation is not even included just to talk. It's behave. Be holy in your manner of life, your whole way of life. What's holy mean? That's not my socks. What is holy? Holy means set aside. Be dedicated. Be holy. Scripture uses the word holy. It's hagias. It means to be set aside or dedicated. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. We're to be like God. We're to be separated to be with God. To be or not to be? That is the question. Ephesians 5:1. Be followers of God as dear children. So we need to be followers, right? Followers of who? God. As His children, we need to be following Him. 1 Peter 5:5. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be, but be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. So we got a couple of B's in there, don't we? Be subject one to another. That is, put other people's interests above your own a lot of times. Be, listen and concerned about their welfare. Be clothed with humility. Not egotistical, proud, I'm the great one, I am. Be clothed with humility. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Be sober. What's sober mean? You know, we see that a lot in the Bible. Does that mean don't get drunk? We use that, the term sober, as having to do with alcohol a lot of times. It has a different meaning in the Bible. What does it mean? Be serious. Think soundly. Don't be a muddlehead. You know? Be sober. And be what?
Vigilant.
Be vigilant. Keep alert. Don't get fooled and sucked into the wrong things. Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So watch out for this guy. He's nasty. Be vigilant. Be sober. Keep your head. Be vigilant. Watch. Be prepared. 1 Peter 4:7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore, and same thing again, sober and watch unto prayer. Be sober. Think seriously and watch unto prayer. Keep alert by praying, asking God to give wisdom and help for overcoming and dealing with the deceptions of the devil and the things he tries to abuse us with. 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify. What does sanctify mean? Anybody know? That's that word holy again, really, in the Greek. Sanctify means set aside for a holy purpose. Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Not your parents. But sanctify Him in your hearts. And be what? Be ready. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is within you with meekness and fear. Do you know what to tell people when they ask you about your faith? What you believe? Do you know? This goes back to that thing of, by reason of time, you ought to be what? Teachers. Be ready. Be prepared. What's that going to take? Read your Bibles. Pray every day. And that was one of those little songs we used to sing. We need to study the Word. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, handling aright the word of truth. That's what the Scripture says. So we need to be ready always to give an answer. Be prepared. Titus 3:1. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, and to be ready to every good work. Two things to be there. Be subject to principalities, powers, to obey magistrates. Are you a good citizen? Do you obey the laws? When you're on highways? When you are hurrying to work? Is there something you want to go to? Are you subject to the laws? To obey magistrates. To be ready to every good work. You know, we should be ready to do anything that's good. We need to be ready to do that. 1 Timothy 6:8, and having food and raiment, let us be content. Oh, I want that thing in the window. I want that little doggy in the window. Is that an old song we used to sing? You know, well, if you don't give it to me, you don't love me, Ma. I want it. And older people grow up and they're a little more sophisticated about it. I'm going to have it. Remember Samson? He said to his mom and dad, he said, he saw a girl down there in the heathens, and he said, get her for me. And mom and dad said, well, son, can't you find somebody among your own people? He said, I don't want any of my people, I want her. That's where we are sometimes. We need to learn to be content. You know, sometimes we may get our prayers answered. Be careful what you pray for. 1 Timothy 4:12. Let no man despise your youth. Hey, this is for you young people. Heads up, listen. Don't let anybody despise your youth. Now, how? It says, but be an example of believers in word, in conversation, in charity, that's the love, agape, in spirit, in faith, in purity. You know, people aren't going to despise you if you do what's right. They'll respect you. Sometimes young people think, I gotta please these guys that'll laugh at me, or girls. You know, I gotta please the crowd. And then they laugh at them because they did. Foolish, and you get yourself into all kinds of troubles and problems. Be an example. Stand out. Hey, you're not like the others. And you know, some of them will, then they'll have somebody to kind of turn to when they don't want to go along with this stuff that's going on around them either. They'll say, hey, he's doing pretty good over there. Maybe I should stick with him instead of these guys that are getting their heads bashed in or goofed up on drugs and alcohol and all the other stuff that messes them up and all the problems they got. Be an example of believers. You're the kind of a believer that somebody knows is the best. You're the best Christian somebody knows. So be a Christian. Be an example in conversation, the way you talk, the way you behave, in love, kindness, caring, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Stand out. Be different. Too many people want to be like everybody else. They just want to be different. Colossians 1:9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. So there's a nice B. Filled with knowledge of his will. People get so much stuff stuffed in their heads. Like Josh Billings said, problem with the world isn't that they so much what people don't know, as that they know so much that ain't so. Be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts. The peace of God rule in your hearts. To the which also you were called in one body. And be thankful. Now, I think a lot of solutions in the world are just simple as that. Just learn to be thankful. Be thankful to each other. Appreciate what you have. If people would concentrate on what they have, the stuff that they don't have wouldn't be so important. And they'd have a lot fewer headaches. You know, you can never get enough to be dissatisfied. Pride, the desire to have wealth, the people just, they never get enough, it seems like. That's an obsession. And it only results in discontent. Be thankful. And you know, there's another little angle. When you're thankful to God, maybe he's going to feel like giving you a little bit more. You know, I really don't, if somebody is not thankful for what I do for them, I just kind of say, well, if they don't appreciate it, then why should I do it? They don't care. You know? Would you want to do more for somebody who doesn't care? Doesn't appreciate what they've got? Why should God want to give us more? And some people, they don't have as much religion as a hog. You know, if a nut falls on a hog's head, he'll look up and grunt. They don't thank God at all. So let's be thankful. 1 Corinthians 14:20, brethren, be not children in understanding. Howbeit in malice, be children. But in understanding, be men. Should have put that other one in there. Be men, right? But in malice, be children. And let's not be mean to each other. Let's not be mad at each other. And let's not pick on each other. It's not like to do something that hurts somebody else. Be like children. You know, kids, I love kids. I love to watch them. Oh, yeah, sometimes they knock each other a little bit, shove each other down. Yeah, they do that. They're much like their parents. You know, kids don't seem to hold grudges. They'll rub their head a little bit, and I don't want to do it to you for a few minutes. Next thing you know, they're all playing and doing stuff again. It's fun to watch them. It's fun. It's great. I just like to sit and watch kids play. I like to see them out here. We're so blessed with all these little kids running around out here after church. And they're running around and going all ways, you know. And it's so much fun to watch those little kids and that spirit that they have. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Be followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. We need to get behind the right leader. He says, be followers of me, as not just everything I do necessarily, but even as I also am of Christ. It's Christ is the standard. We need to learn to be followers of the right sources instead of the wrong people. Romans 12:2. And be not, here's a not, Be not conformed to this world. Don't imitate everything these people do around you. I'm amazed, you know, you turn on the television, I don't know how much of that stuff is about these movie actresses and movie actors and models and all the dopey stuff they do. You got to follow the latest divorce and the latest affair and ridiculous junk. And then people model after them. And we got to have the latest dress like they've got. We got to, if they put a banana on their head, we got to wear one. You know, it monkey see, monkey do. Be yourself. You don't have to imitate them. Luke 6:36-37. Be merciful, as your Father also is merciful. You know, people do wrong, and they offend you, and they hurt you. Be merciful. God's merciful to us. He doesn't just stamp us out. I don't know why. Sometimes I'll tell you, if I were in his place, no. There's a book, I can't remember, Samuel Clemens wrote it, about this demon or devil and whatever, and God, and they're sitting there watching these people doing all their little things. They get into a fight, and God reaches over and he stomps them. He wipes them all out. You know, and when Jesus is hanging on that cross and he's looking down there at those people and they're saying, "Oh, if you're the Christ, just come down from the cross, then we'll believe." You know, I don't know why he didn't smoke them. If it was me, I'm afraid there'd just be a black spot on the ground and smoke curling up. That's my human side. It's hard to get rid of that thing, you know. Be merciful. Be merciful. You've got away with it a lot. Be merciful to the other guy. James 5:8. Be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draws nigh. Be patient. That's a toughie, isn't it? You know, when people don't do right, or they, you know, or things are going tough or whatever, it's not easy sometimes to be patient. But that's what God has established as one of the bees that we're to be like. Be patient. Establish your hearts. Get a firm control of your heart. Don't just go to this or that thing, whichever the way the wind's blowing. Establish your heart in the Lord. For the coming of the Lord draws nigh. Just remember, the day is coming. It isn't going to be very long. Hey, look, I'm 77 years old. I can say, 77 and going to heaven. It ain't, you know, the time's going fast. It's just sliding by. You know, and so far, I'm just waiting for God to drop the other boot on me, you know. I just wonder, you know, how have I got by so good this far? It's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen to you. Right. And it's going to go by fast. I can remember when I was running around as a little kid, and without knowing nothing, and today I still don't know anything. And yeah, it was something that just really, it was a wonderful life, but it's gone. It's just whooshing out the door. So, be patient. Establish your hearts. The Lord is coming. He's coming. By the way, I hope it isn't about 15 minutes after church starts on Sunday, because there's going to be so many that aren't here. Uh-huh. Matthew 24:44. Therefore, be what?
Ready.
Are you ready? What is that old song? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day? And that ain't the tune, but that's what it says. Be ready. For in such an hour ye think not the Son of Man comes. He isn't going to come when you got it all figured out, and I'm going to get ready then. You know, he's going to show up a little bit early, more than you expected. And it may be too late. 1 Peter 3:8, finally, be of one mind. What does we of one mind mean? We're all supposed to think exactly alike? We're all supposed to have one brain? Nah. It means have the mutual attitude of caring for each other. Be of one mind. Don't be button heads. Have compassion one on another. Hey, have a little compassion on my weakness and my stupidity. I kind of like it. Have compassion on one another. Love as brethren. Be what? Tender-hearted. Humble-minded. Isn't that great? How do you like those bees? We could go on. You know, there. I just got started and finally said, hey, they won't sit here forever with all going through and seeing all those bees flying around. But this gives you a little sample. So when you read your Bible, why don't you kind of watch for all the things, all those bees that God has in his hive. Okay? It's great. God has so many good things in there. We just need to kind of catch them sometimes. So be of one mind, be tender-hearted and humble-minded. I just threw that one in for, will you, my honey bee? That was on a Valentine years ago when I... Okay, let's be standing and let's sing a song of invitation. Be glorified. We want to be glorified. And so let's really sing this, 394. Be glorified in my life, Lord. Be glorified. Be glorified in my life, Lord. Be glorified today.
Temptations and troubles that are ahead of you. Let's look forward to the weeks and the months and the years ahead with optimism.